The quiet woods suddenly came alive with the sound of war horns and vomited armed men on horseback. One group of horsemen rode to block the southern end of the valley, while another cut off any hope of escape to the north. The rest swept down in two wings to envelop the hapless men stranded in the middle. None of the attackers were wearing livery, but Roger recognized their faces. "Traitors!" he shouted as he dragged out his sword. His men were outnumbered 2-1, if not more, but they made a fight of it. They had little choice. Screams, oaths, and the ring of steel on steel erupted, shattering the peaceful silence of the valley. Roger exchanged cuts with a man-at-arms, sheared off two of his fingers and punched him in the mouth. His assailant reeled away, leaning over his pony's neck with his maimed hand pressed against a mouthful of broken teeth. Meanwhile, a young red-haired knight named Nicholas Folville steered his horse through the melee, urging her towards Roger. He was careful not to strike at any other man, guarding against blows when they came, but returning none. "Ivo!" he shouted at one of his companions and pointed frantically with his sword at Roger. Ivo Lazouche, another youthful knight, heard Nicholas's voice and looked where he pointed. He spotted the big man and drove his horse towards him. Others converged on Roger, battering aside any of his retainers loyal or stupid enough to get in their way. It was the shepherd they wanted, not the sheep, and they meant to get him. Roger knew death was close, and laid about him with the fury of despair and outrage. He tried to enforce the king's justice, to bring criminals to book and restore some order in the land, and this was his reward? Well, damn them. Damn the king too. Damn his feeble justice and his failure to protect his servants. And damn the perverse sense of duty that had brought him, Roger de Bellas, to this squalid end. Ivo was eager, but his brother Ralph even more so, and reached the quarry first. He'd lost his sword in the fight and drawn a long knife in its place. He came up behind Roger as the man was fighting off two attackers at once, reached around and yanked his head up to expose the soft white meat of his neck. Ralph was a good man with a knife. He thrust the point down through Roger's collarbone. The big man coughed, and his rich, red blood spurted into the air as the metal punctured his heart. The oversized body shuddered violently in Ralph's grip. He pulled out his knife and allowed Sir Roger to topple sideways from the saddle. The dying man's lifeblood pumped from the hole in his shoulder, adding a tinge of red to the wet, churned-up ground. "Dead!" screamed Ralph in triumph, waving his bloody knife in the air, his face flushed with pride and excitement. "The bastard's dead! I killed him! Me!" His raw, exultant shout was taken up by his comrades, until it echoed through the valley. Roger's remaining followers, with no reason to fight on, scattered and fled.